Simen mem hey halacha beis. Moizgim as a kais tchila. The cup of wine should be poured first. Merachach nech liyadayim, and afterwards you should wash mayim achreinim, because there should be no hafsek between mayim achreinim and berachas hamazon. Halacha gimel. Yayin sheshasim imenu. Wine that was already drank from. Kol nisha b'chili. All the wine remaining in the cup. Nasa pagum is considered pagum. Upasal berachas hamazon is possible for berachas hamazon. Achi saknin, until you remedy it. Which means we pour in a small amount of wine into the cup, or a small amount of water that's not pagum itself. However, since it's necessary to fill up the cup, for the sake of a bracha, therefore, if the cup is pagum, and you're remedying it, it's necessary to also pour the pagum wine into the bottle, and then pour the wine back into the cup, l'shem bracha, for the sake of a bracha. So there, you're filling the cup entirely for the sake of the bracha of berachas hamazon. Halacha dalad. Hakayshe mevarach ma'isa, the cup that which you're making the bracha on, tzarech shehe shalom, should be complete. Afil nishbar rak habasas shalmat, even if it's just the lower base is broken, pasal, it's pasal. Afil pagima kol shub besvas akli, even if there's a minute nick on the rim of the keli, ashenistak, while the cup is cracked, pasul it's pasul. Ton hadachol mipnim, the inside of the cup requires washing. Ushtifu mevachutz, and the outside rinsing is also needed. Or mekanchal yafa. Alternatively, he may wipe it thoroughly. Sheinaki, that'll be clean. Ushechafim hakankan lesechay. He should pour wine from the bottle into the cup. Ushem bracha, for the purpose of the bracha of berachas hamazon. Vehimali, it should be filled. A mevarach, the one that's leading, and kabel b'shtei yadav, should pick up the cup in both hands. Laharis chavius akoyis, to demonstrate his love for the kais of making a berachas hamazon over it. Shulchoshel kabel b'chol kochoy, so that he desires to receive it with all his strength. Kedachsev, su yudechem kodesh avarchos Hashem, raise your hands in holiness and bench Hashem. Umeiser achkach yadav hasmalas, after grasping with both hands, he should remove his left hand. And hold it in his right hand alone. Without the assistance of the left hand. That should not give the impression that it's a burden for him. He should look at the cup. That he's not mesiach das from it. He should hold it one tefach above the table. The chsiv, it says, I will raise the cup of salvation and the name of Hashem I will invoke. Itad Yod, a left-handed person, Yachsub Yamin Dide, he should hold it in his right hand, which would be his left. Shu small shal kaladam, which is the left of all other people. V'yesh lahasrim and asholchom, before beginning of berachas hamazon, you should remove the table, hakelim harekim, the empty dishes that are left over from the meal.